Judas's last opportunity to repent. In all that Christ said to his disciples, there was something with which, in heart, Judas disagreed. Under his influence, the leaven of disaffection was doing its work. Jesus saw that Satan was opening up a channel through which to influence the other disciples. Yet Judas made no outward murmur until the feast in Simon's house. When Mary anointed the Savior's feet, Judas manifested his covetous disposition. At the reproof from Jesus, wounded pride and desire for revenge broke down the barriers. This will be the experience of everyone who persists in tampering with sin. But Judas was not yet wholly hardened. Even after he had twice pledged to betray the Savior, there was opportunity for repentance. At the Passover supper, Jesus tenderly included Judas in the ministry to the disciples. But the last appeal of love was unheeded. The feet that Jesus had washed went forth to the betrayer's work. Judas reasoned that if Jesus was to be crucified, the event must come to pass. His act would not change the result. If Jesus was not to die, it would only force him to deliver himself. He counted that he had made a sharp bargain in betraying his Lord. Judas did not, however, believe Christ would permit himself to be arrested. In betraying him, it was his purpose to teach him a lesson. He intended to make the Savior careful thenceforth to treat him with due respect. Often when the scribes and Pharisees had taken up stones to cast at him, he had made his escape. Since he had escaped so many snares, he certainly would not now allow himself to be taken. Judas decided to put the matter to the test. If Jesus really was the Messiah, the people would proclaim him king. Judas would have the credit of having placed the king on David's throne, and this would secure to him the first position, next to Christ, in the new kingdom. In the garden, Judas said to the leaders of the mob, "Hold him fast." He fully believed Christ would escape. Then if they blamed him, he could say, "Did I not tell you to hold him fast?" In amazement, Judas saw the Savior suffer himself to be led away. At every movement he looked for him to surprise his enemies, by appearing before them as the Son of God. But as hour after hour went by, a terrible fear came to the traitor that he had sold his master to his death. As the trial drew to a close, Judas could endure his guilty conscience no longer. Suddenly a hoarse voice rang through the hall, "He is innocent, spare him, O Caiaphas." The tall form of Judas was seen pressing through the startled throng. His face was pale, and sweat stood on his forehead. Rushing to the throne of judgment, he threw down before the high priest the pieces of silver that had been the price of his Lord's betrayal. Grasping the robe of Caiaphas, he implored him to release Jesus. Caiaphas angrily shook him off, but knew not what to say. The perfidy of the priests was revealed. They had bribed the disciple to betray his master. "I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." But the high priest, regaining his self-possession, answered, "What is that to us? See thou to that." The priests had been willing to make Judas their tool, but they despised his baseness.